Hey, babe. I'm so sorry I'm home so late. God, my flight was delayed, and I had trouble getting an Uber. Traffic was terrible. And I'm glad to see you're still up, though. And up, it seems. Were you waiting up for me? I love that about you, babe. Let me just slip out of my things, baby. Have a quick shower, and then I'll come to bed. Okay? Oh, of course, babe. No. I know what happens if I kiss you for too long. I'll be real quick, I promise. That's so much better. Now I get to squeeze into bed with you. Oh, thank you for asking, babe. The trip was okay. I mean, I was only there for one night. And the presentation went well. The client seemed happy. My boss seemed happy. But I just hate traveling. Of course, I hate being away from you, but the days are just so long with that gap between the end of the workday and the evening when you have to go out and be on again for the clients and your boss. It's just so boring. There's nothing to do. Well, that's what I would want to be doing, babe. But I can't exactly go trolling around for Cox with my boss in the room next door now, can I? She'd think she hired a total slut. Well, she doesn't need to know that. It would be so much easier if you were there, babe. Then again, I've traveled for work with a previous boyfriend of mine, and well, let's just say I didn't exactly get what I wanted from him. Although, come to think of it, I got more than I wanted. I kind of forgot how fun that was. I'm not purposely trying to be cryptic, babe. I just had a naughty memory come to mind. Oh, you think this could be a story time moment then? I'm always happy to tell you a dirty tale, babe. The question is, can you wait to come while you listen to me tell you about what a slut I was on that particular trip? Because I don't want you to waste a drop of that cum. I missed your cock. Good, I kind of like them. You're going to have to hold off while I tell you my dirty tale. But don't worry, I'll stroke you every so often to make sure you're paying attention. Well, technically, it wasn't a work trip of mine. It was my boyfriend's work trip, and his company didn't mind if you brought along your wives or girlfriends, as long as they paid their own way for certain things. So, I laid by the pool in the day while he was at his meetings, getting hornier and hornier from the men that would be hitting on me while I was lounging around. No, I didn't fuck them while he was at his meetings. He wasn't that kind of guy, babe. So I was restraining myself, being a good girl, just eager for the moment, when his day of meetings and seminars or whatever the fuck he was doing there was over, so we could fuck in the hotel until dinner time. When he came back to our hotel room, I was still in my bikini, and I just went right up to him and started kissing him and unzipping his pants. That's when he grabbed my hand and stopped me and asked me what I was doing. And I told him that I was horny. I wanted to fuck. I've been dying to suck his cock all day. Yes, I said those exact words. I guess I haven't changed much, babe. I'm dying to suck your cock now, but I'm willing to wait until you're aching and oozing pre-cum before I do. I do love when you moan for me. Anyways, we kind of got into an argument because he never seemed to be in the mood to fuck when I was in the mood. I mean, we did fuck a lot, and he was good at it. Had a pretty impressive cock. Not as impressive as yours, though, babe. But still, if he wasn't in the mood, then we weren't fucking. Which sucked, obviously, but especially on a work trip. Everyone knows you're supposed to use that time between the end of the day and when you have to go out for the night to be fucking or masturbating. I said he'd be less stressed for the night's events if we'd only just fuck. I asked him why he bothered bringing me at all if it wasn't a fuck. What was I supposed to do? How was I going to relieve my stress? I don't remember exactly how it happened or how we got there in the argument, but I might have said that I'm sure all of his workmates would be more than willing to fuck me. And maybe he said, go ahead, be a slut for them if you want, but I kind of took that to heart. I knew that his company had pretty much reserved the whole floor, so I just left our hotel room wearing just my bikini, knocked on the hotel room door right beside ours, and a cute guy with a surprised look on his face opened the door. I told him that I'd been locked out, and if he wouldn't mind letting me into his room, then called down to the front desk and see if I could get another key. He was more than willing to let me in the room, and before he could get to the phone, I kind of entered into his room like I owned the place. Walked to the big windows that looked outside and told him that his room was even nicer than mine. Makes me not want to rush back to my own room, but if he was busy, I wouldn't want to interrupt him. Of course, he said he wasn't, and that's when I just walked right up to him. Did exactly what I did to my boyfriend when he came through the door. Ran my hand down over his crotch. This guy didn't stop me. I just squatted down in front of him and unzipped him, took his cock out, and started blowing him right in the middle of his hotel room, babe. Oh, fuck. You're so hard when I tell you these stories. And needless to say, it didn't last very long. With some strange, sexy slut with big tits in her bikini blowing him, I let him come in my mouth. And I say let, because he obviously wasn't with too many women who would take his cum in their mouth. He kept warning me that he was close. Kept telling me that he was going to come. He was going to come. Even started backing his hips away until I reached around, grabbed his ass cheeks, and just held him firm in my mouth, and he went wild, coming in my mouth. I never felt a cock flex so much while it was pumping a load down my throat. And I had to help him sit down on the bed afterwards. He was so shaky and lightheaded. I told him not to worry about getting me the key to my room, that I had a few stops to make before I wanted to get back to my room anyways. I kissed him on the cheek and thanked him and left his room too. Oh yeah, I did, babe. I had hours to kill. I was horny as fuck. One sexy cock and one load of cum wasn't gonna do it. So I knocked on the next door down and an older gentleman opened the door. He had a kind of crusty look on his face before he realized it was a young, busty slut like me in her bikini on his doorstep. He let me in, and I used similar lines to the guy next door, only he was more experienced. He didn't let me have my way with his cock like the other guy did. He laid me back on the bed, slipped my bikini bottoms to the side, and started eating my pussy out, wondering why I was so wet already, and he just started. Little did he know, I was already so horny for my boyfriend's cock, and then wet when I got to suck the other guy off. He made me come on his face before he stood up and shoved his cock into my pussy, fucked me over the edge of the bed with my legs in the air, spreading them wide, thrusting deep. He was holding onto my ankles, keeping my legs spread, and I could see his wedding ring reflecting in the sunlight that was beaming through the room from the set of windows. That was so hot to have this married older man just raw fucking strange little slut on his bed, pumping me full of cum. He didn't even ask if I was on the pill or if he should pull out. It's almost like he needed to come inside me. It's like he hadn't fucked a hole as tight as mine in forever. And he pretty much kept repeating how fucking tight I was. How he wasn't gonna last as he was fucking me. Oh, you know your girl keeps her pussy tight for cocks, babe. Then I slipped my bikini bottoms back into place and thanked him again, moving on to the next hotel room down the hallway. This one was another older man. Took me inside, and he was fascinated with my big tits. They were the first things he fucked on me. Took his cock out, told me to take my tits out of my bikini top and squeeze them together for him. And he just slid his throbbing hard cock up and down between these juicy tits of mine. Oh yeah, you know I loved being groped by a strange, horny man, babe. Especially because I was so fucking horny for cock. Couldn't believe my boyfriend gave me such a lame excuse as to why we couldn't fuck. I just wanted to make as many cocks come as I could in those few hours between the end of his workday and when he had to go out at night to entertain the clients. No, he didn't have that kind of job, babe. He wasn't going to bring them to a strip club or anything fun or exciting like that. Very business, very boring. I really thought he'd want to shoot a few loads off in between, just relax and ease some tension. This older man fucking my tits was sure game for him. When he was ready to blow, he made me lean back and open up my mouth while he jacked his cock off over my tits and my face. I figured he'd have to choose one or the other to spray me with his cum, but I was wrong. Well, not wrong about him being pent up, but wrong assuming an older man like him wouldn't have a lot of cum to give me. I sprayed my whole face with it, and still had some to cover a good portion of these big fat titties of mine. You and me both, babe. We love the ones who cover your girl with cum. I really underestimated the older man in that hotel room, babe. Because once he shot off that first load covering my face and my tits, I thought he'd be done. But his cock was still hard. He was still stroking it, watching me lick the dripping cum from my cheeks on my lips and moaning. He said, "You want more dick, don't you?" And I nodded eagerly. And just when I was about to get up and go towards the bed, he just took the back of my head and pushed me forward. Told me, "Get down on the floor then, slut." I was just on my knees, doggy style, on the floor of his hotel room. He yanked my bikini bottoms off and squeezed in between my legs, spreading my knees apart with his, noticing that my pussy was already dripping with another man's cum. And I felt him slide his hands up and grab my ass cheeks, slipping his thumbs down on either side of my hole and then spreading them wide. And I remember he said, "Oh, this poor little hole, feeling left out. It's aching for some cum, isn't it, slut?" He didn't give me time to respond. Heck, he barely finished that sentence before he was pushing the head of his fat, hard cock against my tight ass. Kind of like that. When a man's so fucking sure of himself and so fucking sure that I'm an eager anal slut, he doesn't even need to ask. Just starts taking my ass. I remember flexing my fingers tightly in the hotel carpet, moaning and biting my lip as he kept feeding me more and more of his big dick in my ass. And he was saying the filthiest things to me, too, babe. Oh, I don't know. If I tell you, it might make your cock come. Things like, "I'm gonna ruin this fucking ass of yours. You're not gonna be able to walk right for weeks. I'm gonna shove my dick so deep inside you. Not so fucking hard. I'm gonna be shitting out my cum for days. You want that, don't you, slut? I'm gonna take all this nut right up this fucking tight poop pipe of yours." I told you he was being nasty with me, babe. It's like he'd been holding back for years and could finally let all his nasty thoughts and dirty words just flow freely. That's not all he let flow freely, babe. He just grabbed my hips hard and pounded my ass, and at one point pushing my head down into the hotel floor. I felt like such a piece of fuck me, babe, for him. I think he thought I was a hooker, babe. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you thought that too. He probably thought he'd have to pay a hefty price to me once he was done, so he might as well take advantage of everything I had to offer. Oh, he fucked my ass for a long time, babe. It's like his second load of cum was just brewing and brewing, and he just wanted to savor my hole. He kept sliding his cock out, stroking it a bit, while telling me he loved how my pretty little brown eye was just winking at him, teasing him begging him to fuck it again. Then he did. Just shoved his dick back in my hole anytime he wanted. A couple times he even pulled my head up, turned my face around a little, and told me to lube him up again. Taste my ass on his cock. Dirty little slut that you are. I was moaning so loud. And at the end, when he was close, he started jackhammering his cock in my ass, making me moan in short little squeals louder. Kind of like this, babe. Just think of me laying on the ground on the hotel floor. By this time, my knees couldn't even hold me up. He was fucking me so hard. I was flat on my stomach. My legs sprawled wide like this. This older man with his hard cock pounding me into the hotel floor. Just jackhammering his cock into my ass. Me moaning like this. With him grunting. That's it, you little anal slut. Take it. Take my dick up your ass. Tell me you love this dick up your ass. Fuck, I'm gonna pump so much jizz up this tight little ass of yours. Say it. Beg me. Beg me for it. Beg me for it, you little whore. All of those kind of gave me the idea that he thought I was a paid woman of the night, babe. But I didn't mind. I was so fucking turned on. Slid my hands right under my body like this. Was rubbing my clit, fingering my pussy. He saw that too. You are such an unbelievable little hole to fuck. Look at you. That's it. Make yourself come while you take my nut deep up your ass. Begging for it. Yes, I don't want to hear it. You gotta beg for it if you're gonna get it. So I started begging, babe, loud, because at that moment, too, I heard my boyfriend calling my name from the hotel hallway. I thought how sweet it would be if he could hear me begging for a load of jizz up my ass. I did, just like this, baby, on my stomach on the hotel floor, fingering my pussy, coming on my fingers as I screamed louder and louder. Please, come in my ass. Fuck my ass, Steve. Give me that cum. Oh, please. Yes, in my ass. I want you to come in my ass. Come in my ass. Come in my ass. Oh, oh, that is where I got that huge, even bigger than the first, load of hot, thick cum. I guess my boyfriend figured out by that time which room I was getting fucked in, and when the sounds of our fucking died down, he knocked lightly on the door, and the older man just kind of rolled off of me, laying down on the hotel floor, spread wide, his limp, cum-soaked dick just sticky against his thigh. I got up slowly. He might have been right, too. I was walking a little differently when I got up. My ass was sore and stretched, burning and aching, and feeling so fucking slutty, creamy and gooey with his cum inside. I grabbed my bikini bottoms and quickly stepped into them. He did my bikini top over my cum-soaked tits. Basically went immediately see-through and clung to my skin by the time I walked over to the door to open it for my boyfriend, who was shocked by the sight of me. How disheveled I looked. My hair a mess. My lips puffy from sucking cock. Thick globs of cum still wet and gooey on my face and neck and tits. My thighs glossy and sticky with the cum that being pumped into my pussy and my ass dripping down them. The crotch of my bikini bottoms stained darkly with the wetness of cum dripping onto them, licking up on both sides, front and back of those bottoms. Then he looked over my shoulder to see one of his workmates just kind of give him a half-assed nod from laying down on the floor naked with his cock out. My boyfriend grabbed my hand, looking none too pleased with me, tugging me into the hallway and closing the hotel room door of that man behind me. He started tugging me back down towards our room, but I wasn't really ready to deal with him in that moment. I was still feeling spiteful for being rejected. Plus, I didn't like the judgmental look on his face when he saw what I'd been up to and saw that his coworker had obviously just fucked his girl up the ass, and I was still smiling like a well-used slut. So as we walked down the hallway, I noticed one of his coworkers just arriving at their hotel room door, and I slipped my hand out of my boyfriend's, stood in front of that coworker, and grabbed his wrist to stop him from putting his key card in the door. Right there in the hallway, in front of my boyfriend and whoever ended up on that floor, I just squatted down, unzipped his coworker, started stroking his soft cock. He was torn, just kind of looking down at me. The sight of a well-used slut, eager for more cum, and looking over at his coworker, who had his arms folded, gritting his teeth, tapping his toe against the carpet in the hallway, not saying anything, not stopping me, just not happy. Of course, the opportunity to have his dick sucked by a total slut won out over an angry coworker. I used my hand to jack his cock off, my tongue to swirl around the head of his cock as it got thicker and longer and harder. I showed that off to my boyfriend, too, slowly jacking that long, hard pull off in front of him while he watched. So he knew damn well, with his little slut's hungry mouth on his coworker's cock that made him so hard. With my free hand, I peeled back the gooey, sticky, cum-soaked cups of my bikini top and set my breasts free. Then I started sucking his cock again, babe, watching my boyfriend the whole time, my eyes locked on his, almost daring him to tell me to stop. I could see that his cock was hard now in his pants. The bulge was impossible to miss. You're right, babe, that turned me on so much fucking more. Then I beckoned him over with my finger while I had his co-worker's cock in my mouth in the hallway. He came to stand beside us. I rubbed my hand over his bulge while I was sucking his co-worker off. This co-worker just looked at him and said, "Man, what the fuck? It's like we fucking won the lottery. Who is this little cum-hungry whore?" In that moment, I could see the look of pride wash over my boyfriend's face. I know that look, babe. It's the look you give me every time I fucking suck other cocks for you. Yeah, you kind of have that look right now, just hearing me talk about being a slut. And he answered his coworker the same time he unzipped his pants and slid his hard cock out from between the gap of his zipper. He moved to stand behind me, reaching down and gripping my hips, helping me to straighten up so that I was standing in the hallway, bent over, sucking his coworker's cock with him standing behind me. Oh, I know what you're doing, babe. Why are you jacking off faster like that? You're imagining the sight he saw. Me bent over, my bikini bottoms clinging to the slit of my pussy and the crack of my ass, soaked in strange men's cum. He looked at his coworker in the eye and said, "This little fucking slut is my girlfriend. You're damn right she loves cum and cock. Don't you, babe?" he said as he slammed his cock into my cum-soaked pussy from behind. I did, baby. I got spit roasted right there in the fucking hallway while I was sucking cock. Just like this. My boyfriend was even pushing the back of my head down deeper onto his coworker's cock, encouraging me to make him come, milk his stick with my mouth, as he fucked me harder and harder, the force of his thrusts pushing my head deeper down on that cock. All I've done was so much hotter being in the hallway where so many other men could just see me. A few of the guys that I'd already milked just opened their doors to encourage the guys to keep fucking me, to feed and fill the slot. We all thought they sent me. And my boyfriend was fingering my cum-soaked ass while he fucked me, telling me he was gonna do what they said. Feed and fill a slot. That's what I want you feeding me and filling me, please. No, show me how proud you are of your slut, baby. Feed me. Oh, I love when I can feel your cock pulsing on my tongue when you're shooting your Laura. Oh, fuck. Just like I got your load in my mouth, like this, baby. I took his coworker's load in my mouth and looked back at him, swirling it with my tongue. He'd already come in my pussy by that time. He couldn't hold back. I stood up, turned around so I was facing my boyfriend, still with that full load of cum in my mouth, and I wrapped my hand around the back of his head, pulled his face into mine, and fucking kissed him. I had to swallow your load of cum before I could finish my story, babe. You should have seen the look on his face when I pushed some of his coworkers' cum into his mouth. I really did it just to piss him off. He wasn't the kind of guy who wanted to taste another man's cum. Oh, he didn't seem to mind fucking my cum-soaked pussy. In fact, I could hear him moaning how fucking sloppy it was. He was pounding me, but he didn't really appreciate his co-workers come. But I didn't let go of the back of his head, and I just kept kissing him, rubbing my cum-soaked body against his, and eventually he gave in and just kissed me back. Needless to say, we fucked a lot that night, but by the time we got back home after the work trip, he realized he just didn't have what it took to handle a slut like me. He couldn't keep up with all the cocks and comb I wanted, and hated sharing me. Which is a very good thing, babe, because I might have never found you, and you are the perfect man, babe. You give me all the cock and cum I can handle, and you love me for being a slut. And you don't even mind kissing me after I've swallowed at least your load of cum, do you, babe? Maybe you will have to join me on my next work trip, babe.